Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by ABC. Get ready for sparks to fly during the epic Station 19 Grey's Anatomy crossover premiere event. All your burning questions will be answered, like who will be the new captain of Station 19? And now that Meredith survived, what's next for her? Brace yourself for one hell of a return and a surprise guest on Grey's you never saw coming. Don't miss the Station 19 Grey's Anatomy crossover premiere event Thursday, September 30th on ABC and stream it on Hulu.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. A low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life. Hello, my friends. I don't know if you've noticed, but unfortunately, my microphone has been getting more and more crackly and a little less reliable, and I don't know why. I spent a lot of money on it, and I'm kind of frustrated, but I'm in the process of getting that fixed, so I might take a couple of days off in the future, just a heads up, but ideally, I'm just going to keep recording on my computer, and this will sound good enough in the meantime. Today's episode is a little bit more of a privileged take because it doesn't even apply to my life all the time, but I know it will resonate for a lot of people that listen, and as always, if it doesn't resonate fully with you, you can enjoy a previous episode that might, or you can take some of these general concepts and apply them to your life however it works, which is really the whole point of self-help in the first place. But without further ado, day 213. I have gone through some pretty chaotic phases with my personal spending habits. I grew up pretty broke, so I've struggled with impulse buying since I got my first job, and I typically just avoid shopping altogether to save myself the hassle. I know I'm not alone in the desire to spend with reckless abandon because Amazon and other online shopping sources make buying stupid shit so simple and cheap and accessible, and I'm pretty sure that's why it's such a popular cliche to say things like, oh, I can't leave a Target without spending $100, because it's hard. The people who design these stores know that. Why do you think they put the best deals in the back of the store, or they put the cheapest items on the bottom shelf? It's the same reason they insist that you return your Amazon purchases to a Whole Foods, which is famously owned by Amazon and a place you probably wouldn't have chosen as the stop for your weekly grocery run because it's very expensive. But they know that when you go there to return your stuff, you're like, I'll kill two birds with one stone and just shop anyway. So they get us hooked on these things and they make us think that we came up with the idea. So although I have improved a lot at my impulsive spending and my mindless shopping and avoiding the stores altogether, it truly took me years to get here. And there's no denying that reducing my spending habits gets a little easier to manage when I'm in the middle of a pandemic with limited access to stores and a dwindling bank account and limited job prospects. But I digress. If you're like me and you struggle to limit your spending in any capacity, next time you want to buy something new, ask yourself this: can I afford this now? And do I need this now? If the answer is yes to both, awesome. Buy it, no hesitation. If you say, nah, I don't need it, but it's worth it to buy it anyway, great. Buy that shit. And if you can't afford it, that's a case-by-case basis. But at least you asked yourself the shit you were supposed to ask yourself first, so your purchase in itself became a more conscious practice. Which is really the main thing that I preach on this podcast. Conscientiousness. I have literally started implementing a mandatory final sweep of any cart that I fill to make sure that everything I put in it was something I'm content knowing I'm going to spend my hard-earned money on. Sometimes I get a little baked and turn into supermarket sweep real quick without even realizing that it could devastate me if I'm not careful. When I really do want something but it can wait, I add it to a notes app in my phone, along with everything else I've ever wanted, from bike shorts that go past my chafe spot to LASIK eye surgery. It's saved for a future me who will appreciate it without guilt, but can't afford to now. And as much as I would love to have an iPad right now, if I can barely afford rent and I've already got a phone that does the same functional tasks, it's probably better to wait until it makes sense for me to get an iPad. And the longer I wait, the more I either forget about the iPad or I dwell and obsess over it to the point where inevitably, if my desire gets strong enough, I'll cave and I'll do the research to buy the right version of the iPad for my life in that moment. But just as often, my desires do subside and I recognize the use of that money in another thing that I had been denying myself. Regardless, the more conscientious you become with your buying, the more confident you'll get in the things that you're purchasing, and the happier and more satisfied you'll actually be with spending your hard-earned money on these things. Because even if you do want them and you buy them, sometimes they don't feel as good as it could, because you didn't give yourself that second, yeah, I really do want this thing. I'm not saying don't buy the shit. I'm just saying ask yourself, do you really want to buy the shit first? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.